sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Wednesday, June 4th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I spoke with Missy's office yesterday down at My Pure Health Solution in Battle Creek. Izzy is the receptionist that I'm working with. Many of you during the last couple of weeks before Memorial Day contacted me with the word Missy. You texted me, Missy. You wanted me to send you information about getting a free phone consultation with her to take advantage of the package, discounted package that she put together for our listening audience. I'm not sure if the file on my phone sent you guys the information or not. A few of you I know did get the information. Some of you did not. Missy said that even though they've raised prices now that the sale, the promotion is over, she wants to honor those discounts for my listeners. So if you'd like to take advantage of the $200 off the weight loss program, also get 30 days of stem cell patches, and a free wellness scan at the end of the fat burn reset, she will still honor those if you text me today. Again, Missy. I've gone into the phone. I've fixed the folder so it will auto-respond and send you back the information. In addition, when you text me the word Missy, I'm going to forward your information to Izzy at her office. Izzy will then contact you to make sure that you did get the information for the discounted package promotion. So I just wanted to make sure that some of you may have gotten the information, some of you may not have. It was a little glitch in my phone. The folder got screwed up, and it may not have sent you the information. Well, I explained that to Missy yesterday, and she has assigned Izzy in her office to work with you guys. So if you're still interested, just text me Missy again, and I will make sure your information goes to Izzy as well as the text goes back to you with the link to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, and also their phone number. A lot of people said that they don't have the ability to necessarily access the information online on a website. So the phone number is 269-964-4044. Again, just text me Missy. I'm confident I've got the folder fixed on the phone, and I'll forward your information to Izzy to make sure you can take advantage of this program. It was something she did for us, for our radio family, just prior to Memorial Day weekend. Wanted to make sure that you guys get this promotion, take advantage of it. She says that she's working with folks this week to get them on a 20-day fat burn program to get you looking good for 4th of July. And she'll honor the package if you text me Missy today. M-I-S-S-Y. And I'll send you the information. But Izzy from her office will be contacting and working with you as well. We're going to make you look good for 4th of July. Freak everybody out at 4th of July. Family reunions, get-togethers. Who are you? Great way to feel on 4th of July to kick off the summer. So appreciate Missy honoring the extension. Basically, for those of you who maybe text me and didn't get the information, greatly appreciate her doing that for us as well. Take a short break. Word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Back in February of 2023, Rosalind Williams' apartment in Lansing was red tagged after she notified Consumers Energy of the smell of gas, natural gas leaking in her apartment. She said she was evacuated and had to spend $575 a week on a hotel room. We literally lived in a hotel for 8 weeks before we eventually had to move out. What people don't realize is that when they red tag your home, a working person like me cannot enter their home because I work 8 to 5. And they claim those are the only hours they can go in to make the repairs. Not only did I live in a hotel, but I had to purchase clothing and everything else because I worked. The building was red tagged and I wasn't allowed to back in my own apartment even to get my clothes. Williams, a Lansing school board trustee, testified in the Senate Housing and Human Services Committee yesterday on the bills that were sponsored by her senator, Sarah Anthony, Democrat of Lansing. She's calling this the Tenant Empowerment Package. Under her bills, Senate Bills 19, 20, 21, and 22, landlords would have 48 hours to begin repairing critical issues. For example, like a broken furnace in the winter or dangerous gas leaks. Tenants then would be able to deduct the cost from their rent if they hire certified contractors to come in and make the repairs if the deadlines weren't met. Williams explained that before her apartment was red tagged, it was located in a 623-unit apartment complex. She said the average rent is $1,000 a month. She spent more than $2,000 on fixes herself to her own apartment. In my life, I've never known what a bed bug was. But I had to pay an exterminator to come in and remove bed bugs from my apartment. I had to pay out of my own pocket when the freezer went out on the refrigerator. The landlord didn't do anything, and all my food spoiled. Anthony, the senator, explained that the spirit of today's legislation is basically get on it. Get on top of it quickly when it comes to apartment maintenance. We know, for example, when there's a leak in the roof, if you don't get it done within 24 to 48 hours, you have a much bigger problem on your hand. However, it's not what we're seeing in the city of Lansing and across the state. We're seeing properties being neglected for months, if not years. And finally, when somebody comes to your door, it's usually not the landlord coming to help. They put a red tag compliance sticker on your front door asking you to leave the property and find housing elsewhere. Meanwhile, you've paid your rent on time in advance, and now you're being evicted with usually only a day or two's notice. Samika Douglas, the advocacy director for Project Green, is also a financial planning group. She said a few years ago, her family was told by a Grand Rapids city inspector that they had less than 30 days to move out due to the landlord not preventing carbon monoxide poisoning. You have no resources. You have no one to go to. You don't even understand totally what's going on, but now you're being told you have to find some place to move. Well, safe, affordable housing is not just you, but it's also your children and your neighbors. The problem I had to face was I'm thinking that I'm a bad parent telling my children we have to move from our home. Many of their childhood friends that they go to school with, now all of a sudden they're being uprooted from their world and they don't understand why. The problem she had to explain is the gas that they're claiming, okay, could possibly kill us in our sleep. The children understood that, but they weren't happy. And then she was able, was forced to be able to go out and find new residents. Number one, that accepted children. And number two, was in the same school district because she did not want the kids to have to leave their school. Well, the package of the bills that Anthony has introduced will address all these issues. The least debated bill in the package was Senate Bill 22, allowing landlords to return security deposits directly electronically to tenants. However, other components of the package, Senate Bills 19, 20, and 21, were dealing with rent increase notices, repairs, and were all opposed by the Rental Property Association, Owners Association of Michigan, the Michigan Realtors Association, as well as the Property Management Association of Michigan. Well, I could understand why they're against the bills, but this, I'm sorry, folks, natural gas leaks? Your furnace stops working in the middle of winter? Your tenant, your landlord is responsible for maintaining that equipment. You're paying your rent. This is common sense to me. You hate to have to go and get government involved. You'd think it would be something landlords would want to do to take care of not only their tenants, but their buildings. You got a furnace that goes out in the middle of January, February. It could lead to pipes freezing, water bursting, water damage. I mean, it's just common sense. The furnace goes out, you get it fixed. Really? You got to tell a landlord that we're going to have to pass bills in Lansing to force you to do what you should be doing already. Leaky roofs, equipment going out, smell of natural gas inside an apartment. That's just unacceptable. And then carbon monoxide poisoning. Another interesting thing, you get older furnaces, older hot water tanks leaking carbon monoxide. People could end up dying in their sleep. Not good. So we'll continue to follow these. Probably going to pass in the Senate. I'm not so sure it will pass in the House. Not so sure even that whether or not Governor Gretchen Whitmer would even sign it. But we'll see where this goes. Again, we'll add it to the list. Senate package bills 19, 20, 21, and 22. Again, anytime I talk about these bills, folks, my go-to source is mivotes.org. Mackinac Public Policy Center in Midland actually runs that website. All you have to do is go to mivotes.org, put in the Senate bill numbers, the House bill numbers, resolution numbers, and they'll pop up. You can read the bill. You can read the synopsis paragraph. You can see who the sponsors are, the co-sponsors, and which committee they get assigned to. Welcome to my world. That's what I do basically every morning and every night before I do the show, and that's what you can do as well. Anytime you hear about a particular bill, just get the bill numbers and you can put it in there and look for it yourself. Another thing happening in Lansing. Again, pretty busy day yesterday. They're back to work. With the China virus shutdowns in the rearview mirror, local health department officials say that they are starting to regain the trust of local residents again. But now they say they're in danger of having federal and state governments pull funding dollars from them. Organization Michigan Association for Local Public Health Executive Director Norm Hess said local public health departments have been around for about 100 years and have dealt with all kinds of surprises and bumps in the road throughout those years. But he said the levels of funding cuts that they're expecting could have major ramifications. I feel like our local health departments in the past have really been shielded the public from ramifications of some of these political decisions. Our our local health department employees work harder. They work faster. But these cuts are of a scale that may not be able to provide the same level of service that society has become accustomed to. In some cases, we'll have to go back to the very rudimentary programs that we still have in place but haven't used in years. Technology, computers, and other access to internet-based solutions may not be funded and may not be able to be used. Hess said that the health departments have been working extremely hard to rebuild relationships with medical partners, schools, and other agencies. But now that they're coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, said the health departments have been dinged up a little bit, but have not really received permanent damage. These issues can be restored, but it does take funding. While everyone agrees emergency response phases of COVID is over, funding streams created for the pandemic response have been supporting laboratories, also allowing us to monitor other diseases around the state. Legionnaires, tuberculosis, even measles, has said. Well, another county health official, Danelle Persky of Van Buren, Cass County, said that many of the pandemic dollars put those health departments up to the levels that they fully needed. Now that cuts are being proposed, we're not really sure how we will be affected. She said her department was fully staffed until the federal government funding appeared to be going away. Now we're reconsidering our future budgets and whether or not we're going to have to lay people off. Through COVID, our local department not only being fully staffed, but we also got the technology resources that we need. I truly believe that people see the value of public health and like the idea of not being forced into the hospital system. When things are getting high and stressed, challenging, Persky said, we have to figure out a way to continue working. For example, she said since March that they've been short about 50% of their nursing staff. Many of those went to other areas within our county. Now we're looking at other diseases and starting investigations into measles. Persky said her local health department has been investigating all of these diseases, even those that were mentioned by Hess from another part of the state. I do worry that even if and when the budget is actually issued, we'll be able to find out what's the future direction for our agency. However, people are afraid to go into public health to begin with, and now the reduced funding is enhancing those potential employees. Well, it's called living within your budget and figuring out ways to take care of what needs to be done. COVID money is over. You're going to have to make adjustments. That simple. Private sectors had to do it. Now you have to. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number three. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's